Case number 32, which you are about to hear, is the story of Mr. John Williamson and his family. As our scene opens, we find Mr. Williamson, his wife, and their small son, Jack, age 10, driving in their automobile along a narrow mountain road near the Feather River Canyon Highway in Plumas County in Northern California.
Are you sure all the cooking utensils were in the box when you strapped it on the trunk rack, Jack, John?
Yep, we didn't forget a thing. Jack and I checked everything when we tied it on the car.
That's right, Mom. We even brought that old water bucket you said you didn't want anymore.
Well, it'll certainly be a wonder if we haven't forgotten anything. All you two could think about this morning was the wonderful fishing you'd have.
Hey, Dad, there's that main highway up ahead. Oh, boy, Pop, now you can open her up a little.
Your father will do no sort of thing, young man. We'll stay within the speed limit. Which way do we turn, John?
To the left. We'll be home in Oroville in a couple of hours.
Oh, thank goodness. It'll be a relief to take a real bath and put on some civilized clothes for a change.
Say, this is some difference in driving, all right. Boy, this highway is certainly a change from that dirt road coming off the mountain.
Don't drive too fast now, John. We have plenty of time.
Oh, sure, but this is such a swell highway, I just can't help wanting to step on it a little. Look, we're just touching 50. You don't feel nervous now, do you?
No, but this highway is full of curves, and I don't think it's safe to go any faster than this.
Oh, don't let the curves bother you. Why, these new highways are built for high-speed traffic. Just to give you an idea how safe these curves are, watch how easy we take this one.
John, look out, that car coming.
A crazy fool. Why, he was clear over on the wrong side of the road.
John, do be careful. We might have hit him head on.
Now, Marge, will you stop worrying? Just as long as these guys drive on the right side of the road, we'll be okay.
You might at least remember that your wife and son are here with you.
Oh, I'm not any more anxious to have a wreck than you are. I just like the way this car handles going fast. Look at there. Look, we're doing 70. Tell you, this old buggy just rolls right along. 71. 72.
John, there's another curve up ahead.
73? Yeah, I see it. Now, watch how easy we... Hey!
John, that truck! Look out! We're going fast!
Officer, man's coming around now.
Just lie still right there, mister. Don't try to move.
Take it easy now, old-timer. The ambulance will be here in just a minute. You're okay. There's nothing to worry about.
Officer, my wife. My wife. Is she all right?
Just hold on to yourself now, old fellow.
The truck, I didn't see. Where? My wife. My boy.
The boy's going to be all right. Now just relax and take it easy. Don't try to talk about it.
I didn't see him until he was right on top of me. He must have been rolling over 70. Tried to swerve, but sideswiped the front end of the truck and piled up in the ditch over there. I stopped the truck and ran over to the car. I didn't see the little boy at first. The lady was lying there in the back seat, and oh, it was a terrible mess.
Must have been killed instantly.
Probably never knew what hit him.
One of the worst wrecks I ever saw.
Lucky in a way, though. There's no telling how badly he's hurt and the little boy is seriously injured.
They've already taken the little boy to the hospital.
They sure were lucky that officer happened along. If he hadn't known what he did about first aid, they couldn't have done anything for him. Say, did you see how he took care of the cuts on that man's head?
Oh, officer, my wife, my boy... How bad.
Here comes the ambulance now, old-timer. We'll have you on your way to the hospital, and you'll be okay in no time at all.
Everything ready, Miss Evans?
Yes, Dr. Barton.
All right, Miss Evans. Scissors. I'll remove this first aid dressing. All right. Alcohol. Scalpel. Probe. Sponge. Ah, there. Uh-oh. Glass splinters. Hemostat. Sponge. Probe. Ah, that's it. Suture. Scissors. Dressing. All right, Miss Evans. Have him taken to his room.
Yes, Doctor.
Call me as soon as he comes out of the anesthetic. And, Miss Evans, if he should ask about his son, tell him the lad is all right for the moment. And say nothing about his wife's death. This man... He mustn't be unduly alarmed. I'll be able to see him as soon as he regains consciousness. We'll have to watch him closely for the next few days.
All right, Dr. Barton.
The room is right up here, Officer Jones.
How's it been getting along, Doctor?
Oh, as well as could be expected under the circumstances. It was a painful ordeal for the first few days, but he's recuperating nicely now.
Have you told him about the boy?
Oh, that the lad was seriously injured, but that he's coming along all right. I'd like to think I was wrong, Jones, but I'm afraid not. And here we are, right through this door. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Williamson. I've brought some company for you.
Oh, hello. Hello, Officer Jones. I'm glad to see you.
How are you feeling, Mr. Williamson?
Oh, he's feeling fine. Now, you two go right ahead and visit while I inspect this dressing.
Oh, I'm better, thanks. I asked the doctor to have you call. I wanted to thank you for everything you did for my boy and me. I realized there was nothing that could be done.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mr. Williamson. I'm only too glad I was able to be of assistance.
You saved our lives. I'll never be able to thank you enough for that.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'll have to pull this tape off, too. Now, hang on. Well, that's it. Well, say you're coming along fine. You'll be able to go home in a couple of days.
When will I be able to see my boy, Doctor?
Well, I shouldn't be surprised, but I thought you might see him tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
But only for a few moments. He's still in bed, and he can't have too much excitement.
Oh, I won't excite him, Doctor, but say, that's swell.
Well, you can see him for a short while every day now. Oh, by the way, Officer Jones will be here a day after tomorrow to take you home. You'll have to continue to take it easy for a while, but I think you'll be better off at home now.
So you're going to send me home. It'll be strange going home to... Well, thank you, Jones. You've certainly been kind to me. I hardly deserve it after what I've done. So this is home. It can't be. So strange. So empty. Cold and colorless. Unfamiliar. She used to meet me here beside. Now then pretty soon we'd all be sitting together. Oh, Marge. Marge. What is this awful thing I've done? Oh, Marge. Forgive me. Forgive me, Marge.
John.
Marge. Where are you? You're still... Oh, God in heaven, this is madness. Oh, Marge, you don't know what it's like. For weeks now, hearing you call me, starting out of dreams that seem real, hoping, believing it's you, and then this sudden black fear stabbing me. Having to face the fact it's not really you, that it never will be you. Just my mind playing tricks on me.
But John, it is me. I'm here, John. I've been with you all the time. I'll always be with you, John.
Forgive me, Marge. I couldn't help myself.
There's nothing to forgive you for. I understand how it was. That feeling of power you knew as the car gathered speed. How light-hearted you became as the bright road flattened swiftly beneath you. The strength that was yours as the hurling mass of metal answered the stern command of your will.
Stop! Stop it! Oh, I know it was my fault, but don't you think I'm suffering enough? Oh, Lord, will I ever be free of all these awful thoughts?
when I bring Jackie home. Oh, Marge. Somehow I'll make it up to him. Atone for what I've done to you. I'll give him everything.
I'm glad. I know you'll be good to him.
I will. I will be good to him. Oh, he'll have everything. I'll get him a new bicycle right away. I'll buy him footballs and baseballs. And every year we'll go camping and fishing and take long hikes together. He'll be a real boy. And I'll be the kind of a real father you wanted me to be, Marge.
Have you seen him, John?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've seen him. He's been so brave. No complaining. It almost broke my heart to see him lying there, so tired, so weak. But I couldn't let him know how sick it made me, could I? I had to be jolly, and he tried so hard to be gay with me. But he'll be coming home soon, and then we'll have such grand times together. And always, he'll have the bright, shining memory of how beautiful you are.
John, you'll be coming home soon. Coming home soon.
Hello, Dr. Barton.
Oh, hello, Joan.
A little early, Doctor. Has Mr. Williamson arrived yet for the boy?
No, he hasn't. I'm expecting him at any moment.
Have you told him?
I haven't dared to. His own condition wouldn't allow it. It's going to be a shock. He's pinned so much hope on him. Oh, careful. Here he is now.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello.
Hello, Officer Jones. Where is he? Say, you don't know what a day this is for me. Come to take my boy home. Can I get him now, Doctor?
Come over here by the window, John, where you can see the courtyard. He's waiting for you out there. I want you to be ready for a shock, John. He's not as well as you expected.
What? What do you mean, Doctor? Where is he? I see several children out there, but... Doctor. Dr. Barton. In the wheelchair. Is that my boy? Why is he in the wheelchair?
I'm sorry, John. I wanted to tell you... I haven't dared till now. Jackie will never walk again.